Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
News,
Media
I'm Alex
app.
Perez. The clock is ticking with the 5 p.m. Eastern deadline for former President Trump's legal team.
Trump's lawyers must respond and make their case after the special counsel's request for a protective order. Smith's team pointing to Trump's social media use and arguing Trump might use it to disclose evidence or even intimidate witnesses.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Former Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao sentenced to nearly 5 years in state prison for failing to prevent the death of George Floyd.
You are sentenced to 57 months in prison with credit for 340 days already served.
Judge Peter Cahill said as a senior and experienced officer, Tao had the duty to intervene. Tao had already been convicted on federal charges of violating Floyd's civil rights. It could be a tough day for travel, especially along the East Coast, where there are severe storms in the forecast from the mid-Atlantic states to New England. This is ABC News. Today marks 25 years since deadly bombings at two U.S. embassies in East Africa. The near-simultaneous blasts in Kenya and Tanzania killed 224 people and injured hundreds of others. At a ceremony in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken paid tribute to those on the scene.
People who jumped into the breach, who staunched wounds, who pulled survivors from the rubble, who turned cars into ambulances, and homes into hospitals.
Like the U.S., Britain's got its own border problem, with officials there launching a new deterrence measure, a barge moored in southern England to house up to 500 migrants seeking asylum as they wait for their applications to be heard. Other similar accommodations may soon follow as the cost of housing migrants in hotels skyrockets. Drivers in Oregon can now pump their own gas, results of a new law taking effect Friday. Alex Perez, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. This morning, hearings begin as a Chippewa County judge will decide whether the lone suspect in last year's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried in his adult or if the case will be moved to juvenile court. A 15-year-old boy is charged with homicide, which carries a mandatory life sentence if he's convicted, as well as two counts of sexual assault. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled last month that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed, but did not decide whether prosecutors would be limited only to information in the criminal complaint filed with the charges. Peters was found dead in the woods near her home on April 25, 2022. Hearings are scheduled to go into next week in the case. The bodies of two people were recovered in Barron County by officials after a man's body was seen in the water near a running pontoon Friday afternoon in Pekegama Lake near Chetek. The sheriff's office said the bodies of 59-year-old Scott Brumman of Chippewa Falls and 59-year-old Doug Robinson of Chetek were found about 5 hours apart. The Wisconsin DNR is investigating. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. Civic Media.us/giveblood.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. And this is a very hoarse Todd Alba coming from, you know, I'm not a horse, but a very hoarse Todd Alba on a Monday afternoon, August 7th, 2023, along with our producer and engineer, the wonderful, the talented, and hopefully the healthy today, Mr. Aaron Zommers.
Yes, I personally, I'm feeling a lot better than I was towards the end of last week.
Were you a little ill last week?
I wasn't feeling great, yeah.
Really?
Maybe I gave you something. I don't know.
Well, I was going to blame it on Pat Kreitlow, the host of Up North News every morning, 6 until 8. I was going to report two things. Number one, Pat Kreitlow is not a great kisser. And number two, he's contagious. No, I'm just kidding. because Kreitlow had this a couple of weeks ago. He went somewhere to Milwaukee, right, or something like that. And
Or he was saying that he thinks his grandkids gave it to him.
Oh, his grandkids gave it to him. All right. Well, we were off for a couple of days on Thursday and Friday. And I took a little trip out to New York City along with my lovely and talented sister, Heather. It's going to be her 50th birthday later on this year. And she's a teacher and she'll be teaching. So I thought, well, we had never really done a brother-sister trip. And so we headed on out to NYC, and we saw Kimberly Akimbo, the Tony Award-winning musical, and we'll talk about it more in the second hour, but let me tell you, it was fan-dang-tastic.
So I guess it's winning awards for a reason.
It is winning awards for a reason, and we were very fortunate. I rolled the dice and bought these tickets the morning of the Tony Awards before it won.
Lucked out. Yeah.
I did. I watched Anthony Mason on CBS this morning. And some other public, I knew it was a great show. I just had a feeling it was going to win. I thought, wouldn't it be great? So I bought, and really the first time in my life I've ever done this, but I bought, it was Dead Center Orchestra, second row.
Ooh, that's awesome.
And so these performers, these actors, I've listened to the soundtrack 100 times. Well, not 100, but 50. And so I heard these songs in my headset, you understand? And then you see him on the Tony Awards performing. And then you sit there and they're doing this for you live 10 feet from you. And it was a surreal experience.
It's incomparable. Yeah, it surreal really is the right word. I know. Yeah. I've seen the Chicago Symphony Orchestra live. Mm-hmm. And from the very, like, when they start tuning, you're like, oh, crap. Right. This is so different.
It's fantastic. And so we're going to talk about that experience in hour number two. Also, I forgot at my desk. I'll try to go back and get it. My sister and I are walking through Times Square. And you know, people are always offering you things in the street. And, you know, I'm smart enough to know you don't take. Well, after the show, and I was in a great mood coming out on Friday night, a couple of dudes came up and they said, here, you know, we got some free music for you. And then they give me this you know, card to download the free music. And I thought, well, fine, I'll take it, just, you know, whatever. And then, of course, they give you the spiel, and they talk to you, and they say, well, here, if you'd like to give us a tip, and they've got all, you know, I said, well, I honest to God, I only had cash, or I only had a card on me. I didn't have any cash. I'm sorry, I don't have, well, I don't have any cash. And they said, well, we take electronic tip. We're all set up. And so I got the iPad, and they want you to put in your card number, and that's where I'm like, no way. And so one of the guys took his music back. The other guy let me keep it. Now, I have not scanned the QR code because I'm petrified that it could be some sort of a virus or whatever. But I thought maybe we'll dial it up, just Google them and see if the music comes up.
Right. We'll have to take a look.
I told the guy I had a radio show back in Wisconsin and we would give him a shout out. So I'll be true to my word. I have no idea whether this is any good. I have not heard one note of this so-called album.
I'll make sure to listen to it before we play it. Just in case.
Yes, I have no idea what the lyrics are or not. So, but no, a great time. Stayed out in Queens, Long Island City. So not in Manhattan, but just across the river. Beautiful view. Took public transportation, the train there in New York. And let me tell you, Mr. Zommers, here's the thing I come away with. A, we're talking about this more in the second hour, that the arts, you don't have to go to New York to have the arts affect and touch your life. And all the great music and acting and art teachers here in the state of Wisconsin that give kids opportunity that might not, at least in the short term, or ever get to New York City, but the arts can still affect you right here in Wisconsin. So it just reminded me again of how much of an appreciation I have for the arts and how fortunate I was to have great teachers and great professors that gave me that base. Number two, contrary to popular belief, and as much as sometimes I make fun of New York City, it's a beautiful city, and it's fantastic.
New York City.
yes. It's a beautiful city filled with beautiful people, and it reminds me that America is at our best when our diversity is our strength, and how beautiful that is, and how much more culturally rich we are as a country by being a melting pot.
And New York has always been, I mean, they haven't always embraced it, but it has always been a melting pot. It just took a while to get past the violence.
Yes, absolutely. Well said. And the other thing is I managed to catch, it is not COVID. I tested to make sure that I'm safe for everybody here in the studios. I caught some kind of a cold, the group, I don't know, scurvy. I'm not sure what it is.
Eat a couple of oranges. You can roll one of those out.
I have my Gail King. I have my old CPS This Morning mug and my Gail King honey and lemon in one cup and good old water in the other one and some candied ginger and some tissues. So I apologize to listeners, but I'm like, well, I can't take another day off. I mean, they'll be like, we're going to replace you. So I will push on, but we're going to want your phone calls after the break. Stay tuned. Talk about the latest Trump news. There's a deadline for today. We'll talk about it and take your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tahlil Ball Show on a Monday, August 7th, 2023. It is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. And again, apologize for the voice today. Took a couple of days off, and it was relaxing. Enjoyed time with my sister to celebrate her birthday early, but I came back with some laryngitis, some sort of a weird, groupy coffee cold. So I'm not sure.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to eat the frogs.
Right. As it turns out. But no, we will push through. Our colleague, Melissa Kay, up there at WFHR, up at Wisconsin Rapids, she's listening in. We appreciate that as always. She said, maybe I just need a shot of whiskey. So I think that could be it. Thank you, Melissa. We'll try that after the show. Maybe that will. No, it's just, right now it's just honey and lemon and hot water and plain old water and ginger candy. So we will struggle on, but again, apologies. We'll do our best. Gonna rely on you today, all of our fine listeners, to weigh in on this one as we catch up on some news over the weekend. And by the way, a great show today. Gonna be talking about this Trump protective order in this segment. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll play you a cut from Congressman Brian Steele, Republican of the 1st District here in Wisconsin. He was on the news shows this weekend, said that he will support Donald Trump if and in fact he is the nominee of the Republican Party for 2024, breaking with his former boss and predecessor, retired Speaker Paul Ryan, who has said he will not even be at the national convention in Milwaukee next year if Trump is the nominee, let alone support the guy. So very interesting on that. And then in hour two, we're going to talk more about this trip to New York City and going to frame it around what do the arts mean in your life? Well, how have you been affected by a choir teacher, a band teacher, art teacher, an acting coach? What have the arts meant in your community across Wisconsin? And talk a little bit about the fine show that is Kimberly Akimbo, the Tony Award-winning show playing now on Broadway. Highly encourage you to take a trip this fall or whenever you can, get out there and see this fine show and wonderful cast. At 2:30 then, very honored to have Jason Klum, who is an award-winning voice actor, sketch comedian, and author of the upcoming book called We're Not Worthy, about 1990s comedy. That's kind of like my prime college years in the 90s. 1990s comedy. And he also is the host of Comedy on Vinyl podcast. So coming up in hour number two at 2:30, Jason Klum will join us live. Looking forward to that. What do you think of this Trump indictment? Not just the indictment, but this news that broke over the weekend that the Justice Department has asked a federal judge overseeing the criminal case against Trump in Washington to step in after he released a post online that appeared to promise revenge on anyone who goes after him. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. The more you talk today, the less I have to. So we appreciate that. You can also text in. Simply go to the Civic Media app. There's a button there to call or to text as well. You can download it at your favorite app store. Just put in Civic Media. It is free. Takes less than a minute, what Gail King calls a deal on the Civic Media app. Or give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. So prosecutors on Friday, while we were off, prosecutors requested that the U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan issue a what's called a protective order concerning evidence in the case a day after Trump pleaded not guilty to charges of trying to overturn the 2020 election loss and block the peaceful transition of power. The order is different from a gag order. This would limit what information Trump and his legal team could share publicly about the case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. So a gag order is basically saying you can't talk about it at all. A protective order limits what you can talk about. 844-967-2789. What would you do if you were the judge, if you were Judge Tanya Chutkan? Would you allow this? Now, Chutkan on Saturday gave Trump's legal team until 5 p.m. Eastern time today to respond to the government's request. Now, Trump's legal team, which has indicated that he would like to slow the case down despite the prosecutor's pledge to a speedy trial, then field request to extension to, to extend the response deadline to Thursday. So Trump's trying to get this played out until Thursday. But Chutkan swiftly denied that on Saturday night, reaffirming that Trump must abide by today's deadline. 4 p.m. Wisconsin time, 5 p.m. New York time. Because what Trump is basically, what the prosecutor is afraid of, Jack Smith, is that Trump is going to basically out some of these witnesses. It could be very dangerous for those who have stepped forward. And over the weekend, Trump putting out on his so-called Truth Social network that anybody who goes after me, I will go after them. Trump claims that he meant his political opponents. But if you read it in its entirety, it sure sounds different than that. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you were Judge Chutkan, would you grant this protective order against Trump? Let's go to the phones. Cindy up in the beautiful Fox Valley, Appleton, Wisconsin. Cindy, we appreciate you calling in. What say you?
Well, I think they ought to put him behind bars because he's threatening people with basically sounds to me like their lives and threatening to keep people from coming into court to testify him. I think he should be locked up.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the next step, right? If he would keep doing and violating this. And you know, I'm not an attorney. Matt Flynn, of course, who follows us, is an attorney. He gives a true legal opinion. But from my understanding of the law and having worked in politics, I think the judge, the Department of Justice, is trying to do this in the right order. I think if they tried to do that right off the bat, it may be overturned. And so really, this is the first step to put this protective order in place. Did you see these reports over the weekend, Cindy, of you know, basically saying Trump saying that if anybody goes after me, I'll go after them?
Yeah, I saw that, and if I thought he already had protective order that he couldn't talk about stuff, so I guess I missed that step. So if that's not been done yet, it should be done, because the sooner they can do something to put a stop to this moron and his stupidity, the better.
I couldn't agree more. Cindy, are you listening to us on the app or on Oshkosh or Green Bay Station?
I'm not sure where you come out of, to be honest with you.
Well, that's fine.
All I know is I get your feed, so.
Hey, we're probably in Appleton. You can either listen to us on WGBW out of Green Bay or WISS out of Oshkosh. We appreciate it, Cindy. Cindy, I apologize for the voice, but thanks for helping me out. Have a great day up there in Appleton.
All right, thank you.
Yep, thank you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Over the weekend, Trump just kept tweeting out. I call them tweets, yeah. But it's on this Truth Social network. More and more.
So he's truthing.
He's truth. I don't want to call it that because it's not right. But yes, I guess technically you're right. He also went after Mike Pence over the weekend. Here's what he put out. He said, quote, this is from Trump over the weekend, quote, "Wow, it finally happened. Little Mike Pence, a man who is about to be ousted as governor in Indiana until I came along and made him vice president, has gone to the dark side. I told a newly emboldened, not based on his 2% poll numbers, Pence, to put me above the Constitution or that Mike was too honest. He is delusional. And now he wants to show he's a tough guy. I once read a major magazine article on Mike. It said he's not a very good person. I was surprised. But the article was right. Sad. Unquote. Trump going after Pence over the weekend. He seems to be feeling more and more emboldened to make these threats directly against people, specifically to the Department of Justice's Jack Smith, saying that if anybody who goes after me, I'll go after them. If you were Judge Chechnin in this case and trying to overturn the election, would you grant this protective order for the Department of Justice? Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark in the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks. No problem. And I think the judge instructed him not to do this kind of thing in the first place. And now they have to get, you know, go for the double thing that, you know, have the fact to actually protective order them. But Trump was told not to do it, engage in this behavior. He was told not to do this by the judge's instructions. Mm-hmm. And his contempt of court in doing this says, you know, that he should just be in jail, and that any of his little posse or followers that start erupting in violence over this, you arrest them too and put their asses in jail. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that we are not supposed to have in this country. I mean, Trump can't, you know, that you hear this stuff. Oh, Trump said, oh, at the January 6th insurrection. Oh, he says, oh, just go in peace. Well, the reason he was saying that, he was just speaking in code to those people because he'd already given his instructions to some of his more violent followers to engage in insurrection. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why these people are getting convicted, you know, that the whole Proud Boy is showing up like this. That was a planned attack, assault on our democracy, and that, and you get this little veneer because, well, he just said, "Oh, go in peace." You know that, just saying "go in peace" does not make up for the fact that he helped, and his cadre helped organize the attack, assault on January 6th, and have their assault on democracy since. I mean that Cindy was right. I mean, this guy needs to be in jail, and. You know, that I'd say stuff, put a ball gag in his mouth, but I think he'd enjoy that. But I'm just tired of
Mark,
the man.
Mark, let me ask you this. I found it interesting reading the story on CBS News and other places. What the prosecution is saying is they're concerned that when they hand over evidence and discovery, because a defendant is entitled to see the evidence against them. So what they're concerned is that once they hand over this evidence, that Trump himself will start going after people either, you know, through a tweet or in speeches and start naming these confidential and putting them at risk. I mean, it's unprecedented to have a federal official not even be trusted by the federal government.
If he was anybody except the former president of the United States, if he was a mob boss or anything, that would be the just natural to assume that you had to protect the witnesses.
Right.
You had to protect the people that are prosecuting this man, because he is no better than any of the mob bosses that we've prosecuted in the past at this point in time. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has zero self-control of himself, and that he's gotten away with basically all sorts of crimes up until now, and that... And I realize his troll followers will be making excuses for him today, that likely Lou and likely CJ, that
well, we'll see.
They'll be given the defenses for him, and that there is no
Mark,
defense at this point in time.
Mark, I'm up against a break. Thanks a lot, Mark, from the SAC, for calling in. Charles in Green Bay, stand by. You're next after the break. Don't go anywhere on the Tom Arbuckle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Alex Perez. The clock is ticking with a 5 p.m. Eastern deadline for former President Trump's legal team.
Trump's lawyers must respond and make their case after the special counsel's request for a protective order. Smith's team pointing to Trump's social media use and arguing Trump might use it to disclose evidence or even intimidate witnesses.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. Former Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao sentenced to nearly 5 years in state prison for failing to prevent the death of George Floyd.
You are sentenced to 57 months in prison with credit for 340 days already served.
Judge Peter Cahill said as a senior and experienced officer, Tao had the duty to intervene. Tao had already been convicted on federal charges of violating Floyd's civil rights. It could be a tough day for travel, especially along the East Coast, where there are severe storms in the forecast from the mid-Atlantic states to New England. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. This morning, hearings begin as a Chippewa County judge will decide whether the lone suspect in last year's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried in his adult or if the case will be moved to juvenile court. A 15-year-old boy is charged with homicide, which carries a mandatory life sentence if he's convicted, as well as two counts of sexual assault. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled last month that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed, but did not decide whether prosecutors would be limited only to information in the criminal complaint filed with the charges. Peters was found dead in the woods near her home on April 25, 2022. Hearings are scheduled to go into next week in the case. The bodies of two people were recovered in Barron County by officials after a man's body was seen in the water near a running pontoon Friday afternoon in Pekegama Lake near Chetek. The sheriff's office said the bodies of 59-year-old Scott Brumman of Chippewa Falls and 59-year-old Doug Robinson of Chetek were found about 5 hours apart. The Wisconsin DNR is investigating. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show across the state of Wisconsin on a Monday, August 3rd. It is 1:33 time on the temperature sign. And again, apologies for my voice today. A little out of voice, as they say. Went to New York City for a couple of days. Saw the wonderful Kimberly Akimbo on Broadway. We'll talk about that in hour number two. And somewhere on the plane, or I don't know what it was, managed to catch myself a little bit of some laryngitis cold. Maybe it was singing. I was yelling "Bravo!" at the end of Kimberly Akimbo, but I don't think I screamed that much. But anyway, we'll push on.
Did it sound at all like this?
Let me see. No, that's my hoarse voice. I get it. Thank you, Mr. Somers. We're talking about this hour. And by the way, we'll talk about that in hour number two. A little bit of Kimberly Kimbo. And also we have Jason Klum. He is an award-winning voice actor, sketch comedian, and author of the upcoming We Are Not Worthy, coming up at 2:30 here live on the show. Right now we're talking about the headlines today. Donald Trump given until 4 o'clock Wisconsin time this afternoon to tell the judge, this federal judge, why she should not in place a protective order on Trump that the Department of Justice is seeking after over the weekend, Trump tweeted out, anybody who goes after me, I'm coming after you, unquote. And then going after Pence and other people on his Truth Social media network or his Truth Social network. I mean, basically threatening the prosecutor and the judge in this. What would you do if you were the judge? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Green Bay, our station up there, WGBW. We appreciate you listening in. Do we have it right? Is it Charles or a caller in Green Bay? Thanks for holding. We apologize. What is your name?
Charles.
All right, we had it right. All right, Charles. We appreciate you holding through the break. What are your feelings on this possible protective order on Trump? If you were the judge, would you grant it?
I would absolutely grant it. But the thing that I read today, I was reading an article today that she has the power to incarcerate him for 48 hours. And that if that doesn't seem to, you know, wake him up, she has the possibility, she has the option to incarcerate him for 72 hours. I personally think that it's, you know, it's something that needs to be done. He needs to have his hand slapped. And there's an old movie out there with Sean Connery, and I don't know who the other two were, but there was Sean Connery was the dad, and the two boys, they stole some stuff, and it says, if you don't have the time, don't do the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, you know, he has done the crime. He has threatened a federal judge. He has threatened a federal prosecutor. He has threatened, he has intimidated witnesses, which she said, the magistrate said, he could not do.
Mm-hmm.
He's broken the law. Then he needs to have his little hand slapped and his media taken away from him. Now, you're going to get into the line of, well, he has free speech. Yeah. But when you threaten someone, that's not free speech. That's inciting a riot like he did on January 6th.
I agree with you, Charles. And I am glad you brought up this because Trump's defense here, or at least what his defense team is saying, is exactly what you just said. He's claiming, well, this is free speech. But you're absolutely right. In the legal process, there is a difference between free speech and then endangering the judicial process, and even worse, endangering the lives who are a part of that judicial process, including, by the way, witnesses. Because for folks correct that don't understand, when you are accused of any crime, when you're charged with that, you and your attorneys are entitled through what's called discovery, basically the time leading up to the trial, you're entitled to know everything that the prosecution has against you. It's almost never, I don't want to say never, but very, very, very rare where you see it like on TV, like in these court cases, these court rooms on television where at the last minute, oh, Your Honor, we have a surprise witness or some breaking evidence. That just doesn't happen. Because the way it's set up is the defense is entitled through discovery to know what you're going to bring against them so that you can be ready to defend your client. So what's worrisome here is by the prosecution that if they turn over all this discovery in this case, trying to overturn the election, which will include several confidential witnesses, that if Trump has that information himself, that he would write it down, that he would send it out over Truth Social, he would include it in speeches, and those people's lives would be in danger. So you're absolutely right, Charles. There is a distinct difference in the court of law between free speech rights of the defendant, but also the protection of witnesses, prosecutors, and judges from within the legal courtroom. It goes both ways, right?
Also, Also, Bill Barr, if you didn't read the article or didn't see Bill Barr yesterday, I believe it was, he said that he would be more than willing to go and testify against Trump because he is not fit for office.
I'm glad you brought that up, Charles. If you're not a regular watcher of Face the Nation, I encourage you to go. I think you have to go on to Paramount Plus or maybe just go to CBS News or Face the Nation.
I think you're right.
Did you see Face the Nation yesterday by chance?
I read the article.
Well, yeah, it was Major Garrett was filling in for Margaret Brennan. And whether it was Major Garrett or the entire Face the Nation team, they sewed together a marvelous hour of television that walks it through this. And they interviewed Pence. They interviewed Bill Barr live. Major Garrett did. And you're absolutely right. Both Pence and Bill Barr said that they'd be more than happy if they were called. They didn't want to get into the particulars. And if you look at what Trump did over the weekend by going after Pence, I feel that Trump knows this. He knows that Pence is willing and ready and has more damaging information under oath that he will testify to in the courtroom that he hasn't said in public. And in my opinion, this is just another example, a repeated example of Trump's repetitive actions of trying to intimidate people by threats.
Exactly. You guys have yourself a great day. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Charles, thank you for listening to us up there in Green Bay on WGBW. Really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day yourself. We'd love to have you be like Charles. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Could join us on the air or over the app as well. Going to the text line, we have Jeff from Shorewood on WAUK. Says, protective order. I can't say that word. If my federal clients would do something like that, it would be in custody. And not just for some 72-hour period. He'd be in custody during the pendency of the case. Another person brought this up, and I thought it was really good about trying to lock Trump up, you know, to teach him a lesson for this short time frame. My opinion is the judge is probably going to weigh that against what that could mean for violence in the streets all across America. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Because what we saw on January 6th could very well be repeated throughout the country. If Trump were to actually be in handcuffs and locked up for even a short period of time. And I'm not saying that it shouldn't happen if he continually violates these orders from the court. At some point, I agree, you got to teach him a lesson. But my guess is that federal judge Tanya Chutkan will probably take this step by step in order to say, look, I tried everything before I actually locked the guy up. And if just for the betterment of the country, that's my guess. But we'll see. Elsewhere from the text line, WMDX here in Madison, this listener says, quote, Trump wants them to try and jail him. Will be a fundraising dream for him. Might be short-sighted, but that's Trump. Well, that might be true. I mean, over the weekend, Trump in a speech also said, we just need one more indictment to sew this election up. Because in some polls, every time there's an indictment, it just emboldens him and makes Trump more popular in the GOP base. Yeah, I don't that caller or that listener could be right. Maybe I mean I don't think so because I just don't think Trump would do well in a cell, even a cushy cell. But yeah, it'd certainly raise him a lot of money. What do you think on this? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Call in and help me out. We appreciate it. Todd's voice is a little out of sorts, but our callers are always on. Let's go to the phone lines here in Madison. WMDX Dick in Madison. We appreciate you listening. What say you?
Well, a couple things. As far as this violence in the streets, if you do it, I think you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I say do it. Glenn Kirshner this morning had said that this time around would be a little bit different as to how we handle them. And I think most of these people are truly cowards. now that they've seen 1,000 people go to prison. But to Bill Barr, what I was going to say,
Sure. He's
a joke. He's a total joke. I don't care what he says now. He is the enabler of all of this. He's the guy that took the Mueller report and parsed it into something it totally wasn't, or we may have been able to take him out via impeachment. But no, he had to get his mitts on it and turn it into something it truly wasn't, take about 70% of it away, and now he poses for holy pictures? I don't think so.
Hey, Dick, I don't disagree with that. I'm not trying to absolve him for anything he did while he was in office. Like, there's a lot of crimes there to be had. But I guess I'm one of these people that, hey, I'll take what I can get in the present day. And I think his willingness to work with the prosecutors now, even if it's to save his own rear end, is better than nothing.
Which I think that's a lot of it, too, personally.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, he knows he could be going there, too.
Exactly. He's an attorney, and he's a darn good one. I'll admit that.
Right.
But always was on the wrong side of a lot of issues, in my opinion.
Right.
But it's also a tour to save his own behind, yeah. I think.
I agree with you, Dick. Thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate it. Have a great day in Madison. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Give us a call or text as well via the app. A couple of, here we go. Jeff in Shorewood, WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha says, better a horse, Todd, than a repeat. Well, we appreciate that. A horse, Todd. I apologize. I got something over the weekend, and I apologize. But yeah, we're going to carry on with the live show. Appreciate that, Jeff from Shorewood. What say you on this protective order with Trump? Let's go to beautiful Cottage Grove, just outside of Madison here in Dane County. June in Cottage Grove, we appreciate you listening. What say you?
Well, I usually don't call in to places, but I agree with the person who said that he wants to get arrested because he can play his victim card and raise lots of money.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling in. This is what makes this show work. We appreciate all of you. Appreciate your listenership, and thank you for calling in. That's right, right? I mean, maybe he does at least want that to be a real possibility to up his funds, because it's pretty much well documented from FEC reports that he raises more money when the more indictments that go against him. If you were the judge, June, would you grant this protective order against Trump, saying that he's limited in what he can talk about?
Definitely. And as somebody that I was listening to was saying, you have to treat him like a child, so you just need to keep upping right. The things that you take away from him.
I agree with you. Are you listening to us on WMDX here in Madison or on the app?
On the radio station.
Oh, the radio. Very good. WMDX here in Madison. We appreciate that, June. Hey,
thank you. I appreciate your show a lot.
Well, that means the world to us. We appreciate you listening. It makes it go around. Thank you so much, June. Have a great day out there in beautiful Cottage Grove. Let's go to the phones. Keep it here in Dane County, WMDX, and go to you down to Stoughton. CJ in Stoughton. Got about 30 seconds left, but it's yours.
Well, thank you. I would say that I believe in true justice, and obviously if you're the only place that woman gets her news, that's sad. I'd like to ask you, Todd, did you read the Durham report? Because that proves just what a waste of money the Mueller report was.
Thanks, CJ. We appreciate you calling in. Back with more on the other side. This is the Todd Lamont Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scale
scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bowen.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show. It's now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along with us on a Monday, August 7th. Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer. A slightly hoarse Todd here with you on a Monday. Caught something, but we'll carry on. Appreciate you putting up with the voice. Going to try to rest it overnight and be back tomorrow at full strength. As they say at Badger hockey games, that's debatable.
Do they say that at Badger hockey games?
Yeah, when somebody comes out of the penalty box and you know so-and-so has expired. Both teams now at full strength. Both teams at full strength. And the audience, the crowd will say, that's debatable.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, by the way, and we'll get into more of this maybe on the next hour. Did you see over the weekend that Chris McIntosh, the athletic director for the Wisconsin Badgers, quietly put out there that Wisconsin is going to start selling alcohol at both hockey games at Kohl Center for men and Laban Arena for women, and also basketball, men's and women's basketball games at the Kohl Center.
I did hear about that. And you know what? It's going to bring them a lot of revenue.
It will bring them a lot of revenue. I don't debate that. But I just don't.
Yeah, that's not debatable.
That's not debatable. But I'm not sure whether I'm ready for boozy fans sitting around me.
Yeah, it'll be a change. It'll be something to adjust to. The police presence for traffic control afterwards is going to have to be drastically increased so that
control.
The amount of deaths don't increase.
Yes. But yeah, you can get yourself a drink now at Badger basketball and hockey games.
Just please get yourself a drink.
Yes.
Not 10.
Right. As they say, please drive safely. Following up a little bit on Trump here. How it relates to Wisconsin. Over the weekend, Brian Stile, congressman from the 1st District in southern Wisconsin, was on WISN, Channel 12 News, over the weekend out of Milwaukee, and said he plans to attend his first GOP presidential debate in Milwaukee and urges former President Trump to show up. But the big news of this interview was saying that he will back him, Stile will, if Trump is the nominee. Quote, I think we're best served with more people on the stage and less talking about the debate. But we have the cut. Mr. Zommer has it queued up. I'll let you listen to Congressman Stile in his own words, and then we'll come back and discuss it.
Given this latest indictment and what prosecutors are alleging in this indictment, will you support Donald Trump if he is the Republican nominee for president?
We got a long ways to go until the Republican convention in Milwaukee next summer, but I do plan to support the eventual Republican nominee.
Yeah, the first debate is here in Milwaukee later this month. Do you plan on being there?
Yeah, I plan to attend the debate. I think hopefully it'll be a great conversation about the direction that we need to take our country in the future. We spent a lot of time talking about where we've been in the past. But the real challenge is, how do we get ourselves out of the economic situation that we're in, where families can't afford the things they need? I think you're going to see a lot of good, strong ideas put forward in Milwaukee in just a few weeks.
Do you want to see Trump on that stage as you listen to the candidates?
I think we're best served with more people on the stage than less. I hope he ultimately attends, and ultimately all the candidates are talking about what we need to do to move our country forward.
There you go. That was on WISN, Channel 12 News, out of Milwaukee over the weekend. Congressman Brian Stile, Republican from the 1st District, kind of stretches from Janesville and Beloit across the southern border with Illinois. This is fascinating to me for a couple of reasons. And this demonstrates in stark contrast that the Wisconsin Republican Party has today. I mean, they got a lot of problems. But as someone who was a member of the Wisconsin Republican Party for over 25 years, I left the party in 2011 over voting rights issues, trying to suppress the vote. But as a longtime former Republican, while I was in the party, I can't remember a time when you had someone as prestigious like Paul Ryan, within the party at least. I mean, whatever your feelings are, you can't debate that Paul Ryan has for years been the top, one of the top guys, if not the top guy in the Wisconsin Republican Party. Was a Speaker of the House, for goodness sake. Well regarded. You can't call Paul Ryan a rhino, a Republican in name only. Very conservative, especially fiscally, and pretty much socially as well. But I wouldn't call him a radical mega Republican. Now, I wish he would have done more to dampen Trump's effect while he was Speaker. But, and again, people can say, well, you know, he's on the Fox News board. Yes, correct. I'm not going to deny that. But here's the thing. Paul Ryan came out, and we played that cut a while back on this show. Paul Ryan has said on the record publicly that if Donald Trump is the nominee for Republicans, that Paul Ryan is not even going to attend the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next summer, let alone endorse the guy or support him. He keeps using the same phrase, well, I don't think he's going to be the nominee. I think we'll have somebody different. But you know what? Paul Ryan at least has the conviction to go beyond that kind of spin and say, no, if Trump is the nominee, I won't go to the convention and I won't support him. So that's awkward because for those of you who might not know, now current Congressman Brian Stile of the 1st was actually a staff member for Paul Ryan and ended up running for and took Paul Ryan's seat. So now you have the current congressman going against the favorite son from Janesville. And this is going to be repeated throughout the state of Wisconsin in the Republican Party. You have a part of the party who has some form of consciousness that will say, look, we're not, even if I was there before, there's no way I'm going down the Trump train again, and are rebuking Trump. And there is a larger majority of the Wisconsin Republican Party that says, we don't care where this train's going. If it has an R by its name, Trump or not, we're going there. And the Republican Party cannot win statewide elections with that sort of divisiveness because of the slim margins. So if you're Brian Schimming, the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, that's one of your main problems. How do you bring this party together to win statewide elections, including the presidential election in 2024? Now, Trump might not win Wisconsin in the primary. He didn't last time. Ted Cruz won in 2016, remember. There was no Republican primary, of course, in 2020. So you might have Ron DeSantis or Tim Scott win Wisconsin in the primary. But there's no way that Donald Trump can win Wisconsin in a general election against Joe Biden or any other Democrat if his base, or if the Republican Party base is divided. And Brian Stile coming out and saying he now breaks with his former boss, Paul Ryan, is a major problem for Republicans and for Donald Trump in recapturing the White House in 2024. Back with Hour 2, don't go anywhere. We will talk Kimberly Akimbo, New York, and Jason Klom, actor, sketch comedian, and author. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming ABC on the Civic News, Media